DFS Ladies Day at Doncaster Racecourse is only a few weeks away. On the day itself, we'll select 10 ladies from the crowd and they'll then go forward to a live judging panel, and just one will be crowned Doncaster's Best Dressed Lady for 2011. Now, we take the selection process pretty seriously and we bring in a team of expert judges to help us. We call them our fashion fillies. Our latest fashion filly is Katie Dent. Katie's the sales manager at the Crown Hotel Bawtry. I'm here now with Katie. We're having a coffee in a hotel bar. It's very busy, and in fact there's a wedding going on. So Katie, on Thursday the 8th of September you'll be down at Doncaster Racecourse selecting finalists for our Best Dressed Lady competition. Now the star prize is set to make one lady's dreams come true. Does that make you nervous?
Absolutely not, actually, Steve. I see it as a massive honour. I love fashion, I love clothes, I love shoes, I love bags, and I absolutely love racing. So, of course, when this is all mixed together, it's my absolute ultimate dream. Bring it on.
Now, what do you think will be the most difficult part of the job?
I think making sure that we get to see probably as many of the lovely ladies as we can, so that we actually make the right choices. Having been to Ladies Day as the first race sponsor with the Crown Hotel in Bawtry where I work, I know it's always so busy and everybody always looks fantastic. So it's going to be hard to get around everyone, but I will do my best though, I promise.
Now, we're expecting up to 20,000 guests for our DFS Ladies Day, and if Lashy is anything to go by, the fashions will be absolutely amazing. What is the most important thing you're looking for when you're selecting your finalists?
I think really I'm going to be looking for elegance and class, probably with a bit of a twist. I really don't think it's appropriate for ladies to be showing lots of cleavage or wearing dresses too short, and prefer a more sophisticated look, but obviously with a bit of a fashion twist for the season. I don't think the style really, it's not about how much an outfit costs either, it's about how you put an outfit together. The dress, the headwear, the shoes, the bag, the accessories, the makeup and the hair. Difficult or what, I know. Good luck, girls.
Well, that's a good point, though. I mean, ladies really go to town. I mean, I think it's always quite amazing how much people spend on their appearance, literally from head to toe. But, I mean, what about looking good on a budget? Is it possible?
Absolutely, yeah. It's got to be done. And, you know, it's all about selecting the right clothes that go with the right sort of shoes. And you don't need a lot of money to do it. It's just about having the eye for the style and the class, really.
Okay, fab. Now, Gokwan, the famous TV stylist, he's stayed here, is that right?
He has. He's stayed quite a few times, actually.
Now, Gok's a big fan of larger ladies. What about larger ladies? Does size matter?
Absolutely not. I think as long as people, ladies of all shapes and sizes, as long as they go for a classy, elegant look, size really isn't an issue. And, you know, go girls.
Fantastic. Well, there'll be lots of budding best dressed ladies listening to this. Can you offer any tips on how they could get picked?
Sure. I would always say, first and foremost, please be a lady. Too much drinking too soon during the day, even to calm the nerves, is not actually going to help. I would always go for a classy look. Please don't show too much flesh, and also go easy with the fake tan. Ladies, it's not good to look too orange, just natural. And finally, think about each and every part of your outfit, from the headwear to the shoes. Do they look right together? If so, then you could potentially be onto a winner.
Some top tips. So finally, as a fashion filly yourself, I'm guessing a lot of thoughts going into your own outfit for Ladies Day. Can you reveal what you've been wearing yet?
Yeah, as soon as it's you, Steve, yes, I can. Okay. I'm actually going to be wearing, I'm very lucky to have a friend who has a boutique in Sheffield on Ecclesall Road called Tula, and I'm actually going to be wearing an antique rose and black dress with a cropped black jacket. Mm-hmm. And the fantastic girls at Funky Fascinators in Doncaster, Mary and Charlotte, have actually are making my headwear to go with my dress. So the shoes and the bag, though, I'm yet to buy them, so watch this space.
Sounds marvellous. DFS Ladies Day is at Doncaster Racecourse on Thursday, the 8th of September 2011, and you can find out more at our website.